兄姊妹，平安。
Brother and sister, peace to you.
我们弟兄讲到有三种人。
Brother mentioned there are three types of people.
现在我又想讲三种人。
I want to refer to another three types.
这个世界有三种人。
In this world, there are three types.
第一种是先知先觉。
First one, they have foreknowledge of things to come.
什么叫先知先觉？
What is foreknowledge?
他的知识是超前的。
His knowledge is advanced.
觉呢？ 就是他的行动也是超前的。
His senses are far beyond.
所以很早已经有人看见了这个人工智能的重要。
So you know about AI? Artificial intelligence?
慢慢他们就发明了所谓ChatGPT。
You heard about the app ChatGPT.
然后他们又看见电动车的重要。
And you see about electric vehicles.
应该说先知先觉的人呢，
是看见世界的潮流发展的。 Think about foreknowledge, that will lead the trend of where the world's going.
第二种人呢， 叫做后知后觉。
Second is those that follow after.
都蒙查查， 但是， 诶， 忽然间有ChatGPT， 我又用一下， 是吧？
They were somewhere following, oh, ChatGPT, oh, let's try it.
当智能电话出来的时候， 很多人说， 诶， 我都不用的。
Oh, the new smartphone, come on, I don't know how to use it.
但是， 为了要跟孙子可以视讯通话，哎，又有一行了。
But in order to communicate with their grandchildren through the phone, they use it.
所以这些叫做后知后觉。
So those are the ones that follow.
第三种人呢，叫做不知不觉。
Third, they are just numb, they just don't have any sense.
什么都不理的。
They don't care.
现在听到了。
Now you can hear, right?
后知后，这个不知不觉的人呢，完全不理这个世界点发展嘅。
Oh, you have no sense. They don't care about what's going on in this world.
好啦，唔讲佢哋。
Let's not talk about these groups.
教会里边呢，亦都有三种人。
But in church, there are three groups.
一种系先知先觉。
One, they have foreknowledge.
呢个就系圣经所讲嘅先知。
So it's referred to as prophets in the Bible.
神感动佢说出神嘅话来。
God has touched your heart to speak the words of God.
神系超越时间嘅。
God is a surpass time.
所以当神感动人的时候，人啊就讲出来就变咗预言将来嘅事啦。
So when God touched upon man, so men are stirred up and prophesied for God.
第二种人啊，即系教会里边啊，叫做后知后觉。
Second type in church, they follow.
本来我哋乜嘢都唔知嘅。
Previously, they don't know anything.
但系我哋读咗圣经之后，哎呀，原来有咁样嘅知识喎。
But we read the Bible, oh, the knowledge is here.
然后就配合先知嘅讲法啦，我哋有咁嘅行动啦。And
they go with what was prophesied and they act upon.
第三种喺教会嘅人呢，就叫做不知不觉。Thirdly,
they're the third group that they don't care.
我又唔读圣经。I
don't read the Bible.
我亦都冇乜行动，冇乜敬虔嘅行动。I don't worship. I
don't act it out.
总之神俾我，哎呀，我感谢主，咁就算了。
Whatever I receive from God, thank you.
神俾我，咁我就唔聚会啦。
If God did not get granted me, and I'm not going to church.
好，我唔知各位先系边种人。I
don't know which group you belong to.
我哋都冇资格做先知先觉啦，吓。We
probably not qualified to be prophets.
所以大多数人啊，都叫做后知后觉。So
most of us are probably followers.
我哋配合上去，跟上去。We'll
add on and we'll try.
所以今日我主要咧就系希望鼓励啊，我哋都成为一个多明白圣经。So
this morning I would like to encourage us to we like to know more of the words.
虽然后一啲，但系我哋都知，我哋都觉。Although
we might still follow, but we have some knowledge, we have some senses.
你知道时间过得几快啊？You
know time has passed so fast.
我隔篱呢位翻译嘅弟兄 Albert 弟兄吓。You
know my brother Albert next to me.
我啱啱同佢傾開，原來19年前啊，我為佢證婚嘅。
19 years ago, I testified in his marriage.
然後佢生養眾多，感謝主嚇。And
then this, he had many kids.
然後佢嘅啲唔知女啦嚇，已經開始服侍教會啦。And
the daughter already started to serve.
感謝主，我真係老還安慰啊。I'm
aged, I am real comforted.
然後我真係亦都講呢件事啊。你都讲紧时间过得太快。
Speak of this, time really flies.
我哋喺咁快嘅时间里面，如果我哋系不知不觉嘅话，我哋一生就过完啦。
Throughout this fast time, we don't have any sense. Our life will just pass by.
所以今日我用好短嘅时间同大家撒交通，主要系几方面嘅嘢。
I want to use short time to fellowship a few aspects.
第一就系神究竟即系先知。究竟预示咗呢个世界会点样发展呢
？One, the prophet, what is、the word prophesied, or what is the world going to come to?
起码我哋要知道系咪
？At least we need to know that.
我哋知道我哋先跟得上去噶嘛
？We know that we can follow.
第二样嘢就系、是、我哋知道咗之后，我哋应该用咩态度过今日嘅生活呢
？Second, after the knowledge, what attitude ought we have to live this life?
第三方面咧就系、是、我自己嘅实行啦。
Thirdly, what is my exercise?
我点样嚟保持到呢一种敬虔嘅生活咧
？How can I maintain this type of worship?
所以首先啊，我想同大家啊先睇睇先知佢哋点讲噶。
Let's look at what the prophet says.
我想同大家读一读但以理书。
Let's look at the book of Daniel.
第二章嘅第三十一节。
The second chapter, verse 31.
到三十五节。
Through 35.
大家唔使急啊，我先讲讲个背景先。
Let's not hurry, let's talk about the background.
呢个背景呢就是当时嘅皇帝啊佢发咗一个梦。
The backdrop was that the king had a dream.
但系佢梦中嘅时候，佢好惊。但系醒咗之后咧，佢忘记咗呢个梦。
During the dream, he was afraid, but when he woke up, he forgot about it.
但系因为佢系皇帝啊，所以佢逼人为佢解梦啦。
He was a king, so he forced people to interpret.
但系佢都忘记咗个梦系乜嘢，咁人点为佢解呢
？But he forgot the dream. How can he ask anyone to interpret?
佢话如果佢意思即系话，我请你嚟咧。是要你解梦所以连我忘记了个梦你都要话返俾我听。
So, I invite you to come interpret dream for me. Even the one I forgot, you have to interpret.
所以嗰啲人为佢解梦嘅人就好惊。
So, those, asked to come, they're very afraid.
如果你讲得出我梦系点样我仲可以乱噏一餐系咪
?If you can say what the dream is, I can just make it up.
你连个梦都讲唔出咁我乱噏都冇根据㗎嘛唔可以乱即讲出嚟个王我都唔系呢个梦咁佢就即刻要俾斩头㗎啦。
But I don't even know what dream you're talking about, how can I interpret? If I say something wrong, my head will be cut off.
当大家都搞唔掂嘅时候
,when nobody know what to do,
大家就搵到呢、这个当时号称最劲嘅叫做但以理。
And he found the most prominent, person. His name is Daniel.
人哋觉得佢又有一种特别嘅能力。
Everyone knows that he had a special capability.
其实我哋知道佢对神有一个好亲密嘅关系。
And we know he had a very special close relationship with God.
喺巴比伦帝国里面大多数人都系唔信真神嘅。
In the kingdom of Babylon, there's very few believers.
所以对一个咁样嘅人一方面就好羡慕佢。一方面又唔信佢嘅神。
So on one hand, they desire of him, but they don't believe his God.
但遇见困难嘅时候，都要拱个但以理出嚟顶住噶，系咪
？But through difficulty, they had to bring him out to solve the problem.
好啦，咁啊，而家咧我就开始同大家一齐读读但以理书第二章嘅第三十一节开始啦。
Let's read chapter 2 of Daniel, starting with verse 31.
就系但以理为王啊，想起呢个梦，并且。后面是解这个梦啦。
Is that Daniel helped the king to remember the dream, but also to interpret?
好我们一起来读一读。
Let's read again.
王啊你梦见一个大象野象甚高光耀站在你面前形状甚是可怕。这象的头是精金胸膛和膀臂是银头腹和腰是铜。腿是铁，脚是半铁半泥的。你观看有一块非人手作出来的石头，打在这像半铁半泥的脚上，把脚打碎。于是金、银、铜、铁、泥都一同打得粉碎，正如夏天和场上的糠秕。被风吹散无处可寻打碎这像的石头变成一座大山充满天下。一间我再解啊
I will explain in a minute.
好我们再读圣经最后一卷书叫启示录啊
Let's go to the last book of the Bible, it's called Revelation.
启示录第十一章
chapter 11,
第十五节
verse 15,
一节就够啦吓。
There's only one verse.
好，翻到嘅我哋一齐嚟读。
Let's read together when you have it.
第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说：世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要作王，直到永永远远。好，我哋暂时读到呢度。
Let's just stop here。
我要解一解呢个大嘅金，应该叫咩啊？金银铜铁嘅像啦吓，嘅人像啊，究竟系咩意思啦
？I want to explain about this image of the gold, silver, bronze, and iron and so on。
当时个皇帝系叫巴比伦王
，and this is a king of Babylon。
佢统治嘅帝国系喺今日地球嘅中心
，and he conquered about the center of this world today, center。
在神的眼中地球中心的国就代表了整个世界。
In the eyes of God, the center of the world is the whole world.
所以如果用今天的眼光来说它不是美国也不是中国。
From today's perspective, it is not US nor China.
因为美国是在西边中国在东边。
Because US on the west, China on the east.
它刚刚这架这个巴比伦是在地球的中间。
Babylon is right in the center of the world.
如果用今天的地理来说就是地中海沿岸嗰扎国家
，in today's geography, so is around Middle East along the coast，
包括埋所谓嘅中东地方
，including the Middle East，
好大笪地方嚟噶
，it's a vast land, peace land。
好，前边呢个人像咧，我就唔多解释啦。
So I'm not going to talk about the image beforehand。
啊，因为呢个人像嘅金嘅头。铜嘅磅银嘅胸。然后铜做嘅肚同埋铁嘅脚啊都代表咗呢、这个统治呢一笪地方嘅历史嘅国家。
So the head there were gold, arms and chest are silver, and the belly and thighs are bronze and legs are iron. It refers to the dynasty, the ruler of that land.
然后
throughout history.
呢啲都过去啦。
And those have passed.
金银铜铁都过去了。
Gold, silver, bronze and iron have passed.
或者我讲讲距离我哋比较近啲嘅时代。
Well, let's talk about the history that are closer to us.
因为喺呢个人像里面最长系边个部位啊
?Because throughout the image, what is the largest part of the
image? 我哋一个人个头就好短嘅啫系咪
?Person, our head is short.
个胸亦都唔系好长嘅唔系好大嘅啫。
Chest is not huge.
然后个肚亦都唔系好阔嘅一下
belly not quite large, not quite
wide. 最长就系我哋对脚。
But the legs are quite long, right?
所以距离我哋最近嘅嗰就系嗰两只脚。
So, the legs will focus on.
嗰两只脚就代表罗马帝国时代。
Oh, the legs are referring to the Roman Empire.
罗马帝国嘅历史系2000年以上嘅。
The history of Roman Empire is 2000 years.
当然佢唔一定一直叫做帝国啦最初嘅就喺个部落开始㗎罗马。
Of course, it's not the empire, throughout the whole time, it starts small.
好所以脚点解分两脚系两边㗎嘛所以喺历史上一边叫做东罗马帝国一边叫做西罗马帝国。
You have two legs, right? So, Eastern Roman Empire and Western Roman Empire.
但系到今日呢都已经过去了。
But even today, those have passed.
我点解要讲呢个人像呢
？Why are we talking about this image?
因为我哋亦都系活喺呢个人像嘅世代嘅中间。
Because we are living in the ages that's within this image.
我哋今日系咩时代呢
？So what age are we in today?
就系呢个脚掌嘅时代。
We are on the feet.
脚掌呢仲未到最后吓。
Not quite the very end of the feet.
对，最后呢有脚趾头嘅时代。
And you go to the toes. That's another age.
好所以我就主力呢就讲讲脚掌系点样构成嘅。
Let's focus about the feet, how it's come about.
脚掌佢就半铁半泥。
And it's half clay and half iron.
你知道啊如果是铁嘅脚就好硬净系咪
?You know, it's iron legs and you're very, stable, strong.
但系如果去到半铁半泥呢 就好牙烟啊。
But half clay, half iron, that may be problem.
因为铁同泥咧系沟唔埋一齐嘅。
Because you cannot mix both iron and clay.
所以到到脚掌嘅部分嘅时候咧，整个人像，即系整个人类嘅历史咧，到到呢一度咧系非常之脆弱嘅。
When it comes down to the feet, when it's not stable, the whole history relying on that, then you know it's very not stable.
铁同埋泥究竟系咩意思？
What does it mean by iron mixed with clay?
好多解经嘅人啊，话铁就代表专制嘅政权。
Bible scholars have interpreted that iron is like iron curtain. Dictatorship. Authoritarian.
泥咧就代表民主政权。
Clay, democracy.
即系泥沙散啲嘅，一盘散沙咁。
Clay and sand, very loose.
如果专制嘅话咧，就举全国，即系叫做全国嘅力量啊，叫做集中全力，集中全力办大事系咪？好似。
When you're authoritarian, then the whole country nation can just focus on one task and get it done.
所以啊，嗰啲铁嘅国家就话我哋有制度嘅优胜。
The iron, the country with that system, they say they have a very strong, system.
啊，所以叫做东胜西降啊！而家我哋有制度优胜，铁一定系胜过泥嘅，系嘛
？So the east will beat the west. That's what they say.
但系啊，喺呢个脚掌嘅部分，即系喺中东一带，甚至欧洲一带咧，而家系专制同埋民主参杂嘅时代。
But you see, in the Middle East and in Europe today.It is composed of both authoritarian and democracies mixed.
啊，其实唔净只系专制同民主嘅掺杂
，but only not only the mixture of those two，
更包括宗教嘅掺杂
，but including religion。
本来啊，一直佢哋都系以基督教嘅信仰为主嘅，即系欧洲一带。
Previously, they're dominantly Christianity.
但系最近呢咁多呢十年八年啦，就嚟咗好多难民啊，即系叙利亚嗰啲中东国家有战争咧，就好多难民涌到去欧洲。
But throughout these last decades, they're like refugees from Syria. They've flooded to those countries.
所以伊斯兰教又沟埋落去啦。
So Muslims also mix it there.
但铁同埋泥咧？系沟唔埋嘅，所以只能够系咁样多元化嘅存在。
But they only can coexist because they cannot mix together。
亦都有人话呢个掺杂啊，系一个人种嘅掺杂，种族嘅掺杂。
Someone say this is a mixture of different races。
所以好多中东我都唔知叫咩种啦吓，同埋罗马嘅后裔吓，即系两个铁脚嘅后裔啊，嗰啲人种咧啊沟埋一齐。
So people from Middle East and people descendants of Roman Empire they cannot mix together。
所以我总嘅嚟讲一句说话
，in short，
乱
，it's chaos，
捞唔埋就肯系好乱啦，系咪
？There's no mixture, you cannot mix them, so chaos。
所以我再讲一个例子吓
，let me give you another example，
讲述我哋今日呢个世代系一个乱嘅世代。
Speaking of how chaotic this world is，
一前几年仲系太平盛世嘅
，a few years before it was a lot better，
点解突然间呢几年？乱晒龙啊
！But how come all of a sudden seems just the world getting chaotic？
呢个乱啊，我哋睇见从病毒开始
，this chaos came from COVID， right？
跟住旧年2月24号俄乌战争更加乱啦。
And、last year February 24th， you got the Russian Ukraine war。
所以喺呢三年几嘅时间里面啊。我哋突然间每个人都觉得成个世界变晒。
Within the 3+ years, everyone senses a change in this world.
然后我再举一个实际嘅例子，就系
Let me say another practical example.
有一个美国以外嘅两大强权领袖啊。
There outside of US, there are two prominent leaders.
然后大家又握手。
And they shake hands.
然后佢哋就讲一句就话，而家系百年未见嘅一个大变局。
And they said, this is an epoch, time, age that we haven't seen for 100 years.
我哋要重建，即系两个强权啊，我哋要重建世界嘅秩序。
Those two authorities say that they're gonna rearrange a world order.
你知道而家嘅世界秩序系边个嚟维持嘅咧
？You know who's maintaining the today's world order?
美国。自从二次大战之后，佢担当一个世界警察嘅角色。
No, U.S. become the world police since World War II.
佢系一个强权。
Yes, it is a powerful nation.
佢亦都系一个民主政体。
Also, democracy.
佢亦都维持紧世界嘅秩序。
And also are maintaining the system.
但系呢美国以外嘅而家嘅两个强权话，我哋要其实系打破一切秩序，我哋重新建立我哋嘅规矩。
But outside of U.S., these two nations, they want to join forces and reestablish the order.
呢个就叫做百年未见嘅大变局。
100 years haven't seen this age they try to turn.
你睇从第一次世界大战到而家100年啦吓。
Since World War One, it's been 100 years.
即系话以前就你哋讲咗算，而家就我哋讲咗算。
Meaning that previously you have to say, now we have to say.
呢个就系第二件事。
This is the second thing.
第三件事咧，我要讲就系、是、启示录第六章嗰四匹马啦。
Thirdly, in Revelation, it spoke about four horses.
我哋唔读圣唔翻圣经啦，我哋只系话俾大家都好知道呢个故事，就系、是、喺第六章嗰度，我哋睇见有四匹马跑咗出嚟。
We see in chapter 6 that four horses that came out.
第一匹马系白色嘅。
First, it was a white horse.
第二匹马系红色嘅。
Second, it was a red horse.
第三匹马系咩色啊
？What was the third color? The third one.
系黑色嘅。
Black.
第四匹马是灰色的。
Fourth is a gray, rather gray horse.
好，关于四匹马是乜嘢呢？有好多不同嘅解经。
And there are different interpretations of what they represent.
当然，我亦都有我自己嘅解经。
Of course, I can interpret as well.
我觉得即系有啲人话第一匹马系白色嘅，所以系好嘢嚟噶，白马王子啊嘛。
Some say the first white one must be good. It is a good one.
但我嘅谂法咧就系、是、四匹马都唔系好嘢嚟嘅。
I tend to think that all four are not so good horses.
因为呢四匹马就代表从神出嚟嘅审判。
Because I thought these four that came out, they represent the judgment of God.
仲唔系最后审判哦，系一个警告式嘅审判。
Not the final judgment, but rather a pre-warning.
所以第一匹马系乜嘢就好重要啦。
So,Therefore, what the first horse represents is very important.
当我哋知道第一匹马系乜嘢嘅时候，我哋就知道啊，嗰个启动啊，因为启动系从第一匹马开始噶嘛，第一匹一出嚟，即系表示个启动开始啦。
We know when the first horse come, then you know the what is to come after.
即系等于啊，我哋除夕倒数嘅时候啊，几时数十？嗰、那个就系一个启动啦吓，十九 activation 吓，十九八七。六五喺度一路 count down 嘅时候啊，几时嗌十嗰时候就大家一齐嗌啦。
就算 New Year's Eve， you count down from 10 to 0， and when you count 10， then you know it's coming。
所以乜嘢系一个启动咧？嗰个就系白马开始嘅。
So what is the activation？ What is that white horse represent？
所以我认为嗰个启动啊，你知嗰个白马上面嗰个骑士咧，系只有一把弓，但系冇箭嘅。
There is a bow, but there's no arrow on the white horse.
你知道
嗰
个
riding the horse
战争上边啊，你净系得把弓，又冇箭嘅话，你点可以战胜咧
？If you have a bow but no arrows, how can you win？
啊，所以但系佢嗰度介绍佢就系呢个白马嘅骑士啊，胜完还要再胜。
But this rider, he claimed from victory to victory，
点可能呢
？Impossible, right？
究竟嗰支箭去边度呢
？Where are the arrows？
但系经过呢三年嘅疫情之后
，But through these last three years of COVID，
我忽然间发觉
，I thought I discovered
呢个箭系一支睇唔见嘅箭。
This arrow is invisible。
你睇下病毒系咪一支？睇唔见嘅嘢啊
，Covid， can you see？
但系又系好厉害、啊、
，But it is so powerful，
所以叫做胜完还要再胜
，victory and victory。
许多人因此丧失性命
，many lost their lives。
好多人喺恐惧之中
，many lives in fear。
整个世界大家都戴口罩嘅时候改变晒
，the whole world have masks， it changes everything。
你又怕我，我又惊你啊
！I'm afraid of you, and you cry afraid of me。
你戴口罩，我都要戴口罩防你啊
！You have masks, I have masks as well。
所以成个世界嘅人嘅心都变晒
，so the hearts of the people of the world change。
所以当白色嘅仲系医院仲系白色嘅啦吓，即系护士又系白色噶。中国仲有一种叫大白吓、啊，穿白色嘅工作服嘅。
It's like the nurse had their white uniform, right？
所以当白色嘅出嚟嘅时候，好可能就代表病毒。
So the white came out, possibly, very highly possible, that is talking about COVID.
在时间的顺序上，亦都可以证明这一点。
You look at the sequence of event, you can prove this.
因为当病毒出嚟冇几耐，到旧年嘅二月开始红马走出嚟。
Because right after COVID, the last year February, then the red horse started coming.
圣经讲得好清楚喺启示录，红马就代表战争。
Oh, the Bible very clearly says that red horse represents warfare.
上面嘅骑士啊，攞住把大刀啊，杀人无数啊。
The rider had the sword and went out to kill.
所以代表俄乌战争开始爆发。
Speaking of the Russian and Ukraine warfare.
请注意，呢两匹马都影响全世界啊。
And these two horses affecting the whole world.
以前亦都有病毒，但系局部嘅，冇世界性嘅。
Previously, there are diseases, but not the pandemic, the whole world.
所以 pandemic 呢个字真系犀利，即系全球大流行咁解。
Pandemic meaning the global.
俄乌战争虽然系局部嘅，但系影响亦都系全世界嘅。
But the war in Ukraine war is a localized there, but affects whole world.
然后第三匹马跑出嚟。
And then the third horse will come.
黑色嘅马系亦都讲得好清楚，代表通货膨胀。
Black horse is inflation.
佢上面骑士揸住个天平，揸住个天平。
The rider was holding a scale.
天平啊，都系称最贵重金啊、银啊嗰啲。好的色嘅，但系却系好贵嘅金属。
A scale, it should weigh those precious things. Just how much it weigh?
佢嘅天平上面所称嘅系大麦同埋小麦。
Oh, but it's on the scale is weighing a barley and wheat.
我最近喺三藩市食下嘢，一睇，哇，几廿蚊，有乜咁贵啊？
哇 ！I went just in San Francisco in the city to buy something to eat. Wow, $20-$30 so expensive.
几蚊鸡啊！我喺三环市嘅，我依家十倍涨啊！哇，吓死我
！Previously a few bucks, now 10 times more.
通货膨胀
，inflated, inflation.
食物短缺
，shortage of food.
今日我哋 supermarket， 我哋全部明白乜嘢叫做黑马啦。
You went to the supermarket to grocery shopping, you know what's a black horse.
然后到第四匹马跑出嚟
，fourth horse，
系代表死亡
，signified death，
大量嘅人口死亡。
A vast population, a death.
请注意，呢四匹马跑出嚟，唔系一匹跑完收工，唔系啊。
It is not that one horse come and they stop the next horse come.
佢系来回奔跑嘅
，but they overlap and circulate.
所以白马跑完就红马上场啦。
After the white come the red.
红马跟住黑马跟住灰马上场完之后咧
，and the black and then the gray and then.
对唔住啊，白马又嚟过。
I'm sorry, white has to come back.
红马又嚟过。
Red has to revisit.
呢个就叫做来回奔跑。
This is a circling around.
所以如果呢个代表主嚟之前嘅警告嘅话
，If this is a warning prior to the Lord's coming，
我哋就冇好日子过啦。
Oh, wow, we'll be in big trouble.
你觉得系咪啊
？Do you agree？
好多人祷告话：，哎呀，搵呢啲咁嘅艰难，快啲过去。
Many pray, oh, this tragedy, let them pass.
如果你好好睇先知所讲，你知道冇得过去。
If you read the prophets, you know they're not going to pass.
所以一个字讲晒，讲嗰几点就系整个世界乱晒龙啊。
Let me summarize. This is chaotic, chaos.
而呢个乱龙啊，系从地球嘅中心欧洲。同埋中东一带嗰度开始。
And this chaos come from the center part of the world, Europe and Middle East.
所以我哋嘅眼睛一定要盯准呢一点。
So our vision had to focus there.
我就知道我哋今日嘅处境系点样。
So that we know what age we're living in.
第二部分我要讲讲喺咁嘅乱世之下我哋应该点样做呢
?Second part, in this chaotic world, what should we do?
我想同大家再读一段嘅圣经罗马书。
Let's read the Romans, the book.
第十三章
chapter 13.
第十一节至到十二节
verse 11 through 12.
罗马书第十三章十一至到十二节
The book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 11 through 12.
我哋又打出嚟，我哋可以一齐嚟读啊！
It's on the screen, we can read together.
在这，你们晓得现今就是该趁早睡醒嘅时候。因为我们得救现今比初信的时候更近了。黑夜已深黑就将近。我们就当脱去陷暗晦的行为带上光明的兵器。乜嘢叫做黑暗已深
?What does it mean by the night is far spent?
我们睡得最沉夜晚下。嘅时候就黑夜已深嘅时候。
Oh, when we are deep sleep in deep slumber, that's the night.
如果用世界嘅黑夜点样比喻呢
If you look at the world situation,
就是当道德沦亡败坏得好紧要的时候，
and we see morality decay to the point, to very bad.
以前大家都不想做不敢讲的事，现在讲出来好像懒得咁啦，已经。
Previously, those things that you rather not to speak up about, now you want to speak up, be assertive.
一个女人可以毫无羞耻同人讲，我生咗个仔啊，不过我都唔知个老公系边个。
A woman can boldly say, I have this son, I don't know who the husband is.
以前你都唔敢提，系咪啊？
Previously, you try to hide it.
而家哇，成为佢嘅骄傲，行出嚟同人 show off.
Now the lady have so proud of this.
呢、这个就系道德败坏嘅时候。
This is a decay of morality.
黑夜已深嘅时候。
Oh, this is the night.
黑夜已深，我正话讲系人瞓得最冧嘅时候。
And it's when most slumber, deep sleep.
对基督徒嚟讲，系我哋最唔警醒嘅时候。
To a Christian, it's speaking of when we are loose.
不但啲全世界人都沉醉喺呢个败坏之中，连基督徒啊。都喺度瞓著覺。
The whole world living in sin, and even the Christian are sleeping.
所以聖經話俾我哋聽，現今就係我哋應該趁早瞓醒啦。
That's why here tell us it's time ready to be awakened out of sleep.
因為我們得救呢、這個唔係講緊我哋信耶穌嗰種永遠得救啊，唔係啊。
This salvation is not speaking of when we first believe.
因為我們得救呢個意思啊，即係耶穌嚟請，即係嚟。提我哋提走我哋嗰种嘅救赎啊，嗰种得救比而家比初信嘅时候更近了。
For now, our salvation is nearer, referring to when the Lord come back and take us away.
讲完黑夜，乜嘢叫白昼咧
？Now, while we speak of the night, what is the day then?
白昼将近啊，白昼就系耶稣嚟到呢个世，第二次嚟到呢个世上嘅时候。
The day is at hand refers to the second coming of Christ.
呢个世界将出现一个全新嘅时代。
And it's a new age when he comes.
正话我哋睇到整个人像最脆弱就系而家呢个时代。
We said the whole image, and the weakest part is at the bottom.
跟住就系一粒一嚿天外飞来嘅石头。
There then is the stone came out from the heavens.
你知道当一个最脆弱嘅时候啊，当有啲嘢要摧毁佢，打得佢最脆弱嘅地方。
You know, the weakest point, and then you're hit with an object.
整个人像就冧咗落嚟，全部散晒。
And the whole image will shatter, be destroyed.
代表人类嘅历史过去啦。
It represents the end of the human history.
人作王嘅日子啊，即系人凭自己嚟作王嘅日子。过去啦。
The kingdom of man will come to this end.
然后跟住嚟嚟系一个全新嘅时代。
And it will come upon a new age.
有啲人话呢个叫做世界末日。
Some say this is the end of the world.
但系基督徒唔讲世界末日。
But Christian do not believe that.
呢个系一个新时代嘅开始。
Beginning of a new age.
对于旧嘅时代嚟讲，真系末日，因为已经过去了。
The all will pass. Yes.
所有嘅道德败坏，人所建立嘅败坏嘅制度，全部不再存在。
Morality decay, corruption, all those will end.
所以今日我哋处喺咩时代咧
？So today, what age are we in?
就系一个脚掌接近脚趾头嘅时代。
It is that the feet is very close on the edge of the toes.
直到十个脚趾头都系半铁半泥嘅出现。
Until all ten toes become a mixture, half iron and half clay.
十个脚趾头啊，代表十个国家。
Ten toes represent ten nations。
然后喺启示录十七章啊，佢仍然有一头七头十角兽啊出现。
In Revelation chapter 17, it speaks of a beast with seven heads and ten horns。
解释啦吓 ，ten horns 七个角系代表咩意思？
The horns, what is speaking about？
十个角代表咩意思
？Ten horns, what is represent？
十个角代表十个王。
Ten kings。
换句说话，将会有十个脚趾头，十个国家，有十个皇帝，新嘅皇帝出现。
There will be ten toes, ten nations, and ten new kings come forth.
几时出现？我唔知道。
When do they come? I'm not sure.
出现嘅地方将会喺正话所讲欧洲大陆呢个地方。
But when they will appear in the territory we covered earlier in Europe.
会唔会就系欧盟呢二十几个国家将来？会合并成为十个国家呢我哋唔知道。
Could it be that, EU will, collaborate and become ten?
如果真系咁样出现即系话敌基督就出现啦。
When that comes, Antichrist will come.
然后嗰嚿石头打碎咗全人类历史嘅时间就到啦。
And then the time of that stone that destroyed the whole human history is it will arrive.
就系启示录所讲嘅世上嘅国成了我主和我主基督嘅国。
This is Revelation say the kingdom of this world become the kingdom of Christ.
所以今日我哋所处嘅时代还有一点点嘅时候。
So today the age we live in, we have a little bit of time.
但系请注意啊，主嚟是会分两个阶段。
But please, pay attention. When the Lord comes, there are two phases.
起码第一个阶段他会提走他所最爱的。
First, he will take away, rapture those him who he loves.
所以我们为什么叫弟兄姐妹要准备好呢？
That's why we ask brothers and sisters to prepare.
如果等到敌基督出现的时候，对基督徒来讲，我们就落在大苦难之中。
When we wait until the Antichrist comes, then we will be in tribulations.
所以我们随时随刻要保持一个敬虔的生活。
So therefore, at any moment, we should live a godly attitude, a godly life.
警醒的生活。
To be watchful.
迎接主的再来。
To usher, receive his coming.
对不起，我的时间好像用得没什么时间，我要讲快点了。
I need to speed up a little bit.
这里特说带上光明的兵器。
Here, speak of, putting on, the armor of light.
什么叫光明的兵器？
What does this mean?
我哋再读一段圣经，系帖撒罗尼加前书第五章。
Let's go to First Thessalonians chapter 5.
我哋七读七八两节。
Let's read verse 7 and verse 8.
好，我哋开始读啦吓。因为睡了的人是在夜间睡，醉了的人是在夜间醉。但我们既然属乎白昼，就应当紧守，把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。好，简单综合一下。
In summary,
今日我们应该用什么态度呢？
Today, what attitude are we have?
除了我们除去一切的污秽，保持一个圣洁的生活之外，
aside that we cast away all filthiness and live a godly life,
还要保持我们信仰的纯正。
Oh, we have to keep the purity of our faith.
人身上最重要的是两个地方。
There are two places on our body is more important.
一个是我们心脏的部分。
First, around our heart.
就是胸膛的部分。
Around our heart.
一个就是我们头的部分。
Second, our head.
如果这两个部分一受了伤啊，就很可能会死亡。
We have injuries on those two locations.
所以
的话 may not make it.
信同埋爱当作护心镜嚟遮住我哋嘅胸膛。
Therefore, here it says putting on the breastplate of faith.
对基督徒嚟讲，胸膛代表我哋嘅心。
The breastplate is speaking of our heart.
我哋对主嗰个心系有一个系信心，一个系爱心。
Our heart toward the Lord, one is faith, the other is love.
这个就是我们的护心镜。
This is our breastplate.
为什么要护心呢？
Why do we protect our breast?
因为撒旦用尽一切方法来攻击基督徒，攻击教会。
Oh, because Satan, the devil, used all kinds of tactics to attack the church, attack Christians.
对于还未信主的人呢，魔鬼都什么，但是不会太攻击他。
To those unbelievers, the devil will also work, but not as much.
另一种讲法，那些未信主的人同魔鬼啊，都是同路人来的。
Because those unbelievers with the devil, they're going the same path.
但是对于基督徒就不一样。
But to Christians, it is not.
所以教会往往成为撒旦攻击的目标。
That's why the church oftentimes become the target of the devil.
对于基督徒，我们必须要护住我们的我们的心对主的心。
To a Christian, we have to protect our heart.
第二 就是我们的思想了。
Second, our mind.
以得救的盼望当作头盔来保卫我们的思想。
And put on the helmet, the hope of salvation.
不会想东想西。
Do not wander around with your mind.
既然有这样的盼望，我们就不会这个钱我要找那样享乐我又要。我们不是太在乎那些。
Although, we have this hope of salvation, so we won't think, oh, we need a in this world, I want to pursue that.
好、
no.
理论上是这样讲。
In theory, yes.
但我们怎样可以 keep 住我们的信望爱呢？
How shall we maintain faith, love, and hope?
跟着我要讲第三部分，就是我自己的实行。
Thirdly, I want to speak about how to, the practice, how to carry it out.
自从我第一次癌症之后。
After my first cancer.
我对人的灵魂啊，特别感觉到亏欠。
I really feel shortchanged to other people's soul.
以前我从来都唔顾人嘅国家自扫门前雪，我只系顾我自己。
Previously, I only care about myself.
但系自从我碰着主嘅爱之后，我觉得欠咗世人嘅债。
But since I touched the love of God, I feel like I owe everyone.
我必须将基督嘅爱话俾佢哋听。
I must speak to them the love of Christ.
所以慢慢我就被成全成为一个全福音者啦。
So slowly, I was established to be a preacher of gospel.
做全福音者最紧要就系我哋里面对灵魂嘅负担。
And the most important is the burden from within of the lost souls.
所以自从我第一次癌症好翻之后啊，我只有一个心愿。
So after my recovery of my first cancer, I only have one desire.
我辞咗电视台嗰个好优厚人工嘅工作。
I resigned from the work at the TV stations. I was paid very well.
冇收入。
Now I have no income.
我亦都唔理。
I don't care.
我就同我太太啊带沓福音单张走去啲临时房屋区嗰度。
Me and my wife pick up some gospel track and go to affordable housings.
喺度派单张。
And we were passing them out.
临时房屋区有个对我嚟讲有一个好大嘅好处。
And that was advantage for me.
因为嗰度啲人唔认识我。
Because those people, they don't know who I am.
当年嚟讲啊，我喺电视台做事啊，好多人都认识我。
And that time I worked at a TV station, everyone know me.
所以我唔想去啲一见到我就叫我签名嘅地方，咁点传福音咧？系咪
？I wanna go. I do not want to go to places where people recognize me.
所以我去啲啊，嗰时好多从中国大陆嚟嘅新移民啊，就住喺临时房嗰区。
There are many new immigrants that came and went to those affordable housings.
佢哋当然唔认识我，佢连电视机都冇。
They don't even have a TV. They don't know who I am.
嗰度开始传福音。
We started there, passing out tracts.
我就去咗好多次之后，我留意到有一间屋啊，有一间房啊。一路都锁住门嘅。
Many times I went and I realized this, how come this apartment, this place always locked up?
但我每一次啊都多手嚟敲下佢嘅。
But always I passed by, always knocked.
忽然间敲完之后我听见里面有声。
One day, after a knock, I hear some noises.
欸我话唔通因为当时啊同中国大陆嘅人挂住翻工两公婆翻工呢就往往抌低啲仔女喺屋企嘅。
Those times the immigrants from China came, the husband and wife had to work and they left the kids at home.
我唔通呢间房里面有人嘅。
And I thought, oh, in that room inside, could there be people inside?
我听到喺地下沙沙声，好似喺地下爬嘅声音。
I heard someone, seems like someone's crawling underneath, inside.
突然间到门打开咗。
And then the door opened.
我睇见里面黑蒙蒙。
And it was all dark.
哇我窒一窒。
And I was a shark.
我点解佢唔开灯嘅咧
？How come this person don't turn on the light？
即系嗰个系正午啊，好光嘅日头，但系室内好黑嘅，好大镜啊。
Right at noon, but it was completely dark inside。
我再望清楚，原来有个人啊，大概一个青年人，十八九岁啦。
They saw this person
咁样望住我
，maybe like a teenager, 18-19 years old, then lift up his head, look at me。
佢爬喺个地下度
，and he crawled on the ground。
咁样望住我吓一跳
，and I was in shock, like whoa。
然后佢个面咧。系冇法子控制嘅，喺度抽搐嘅。
And his face was all tweaking, cannot control himself.
原来系一个脑麻痹嘅一个青年人。
Oh, it was a teenager with this disease on the brain, cannot control his face motions.
所以佢父母亦都冇法子带佢翻学啊咩，就抌低佢喺屋企。
And the parent cannot take him anywhere, so just left him there.
所以佢由朝到晚就瞓喺个碌架床嘅下格。
From the day, throughout all day to night, he just sleep on the lower bunk of the bed, lower bunk.
原来佢每一次敲门嘅时候，佢每一次就爬落嚟开门嘅。
Every time I knock, he would crawl down from the lower bunk and try to open the door.
次次佢开咗门，我就走咗，因为我以为冇人啊嘛。
Every time he opened the door, I left already because I thought no one's there.
嗰次我见到佢啦。
But that time I saw him.
但系我喺度谂，我要唔要同佢讲福音咧
？I thought, should I preach to him?
我呢个人嘅智力有冇问题咧
can he understand me？
我话既然嚟咗啦，点都要同佢传福音噶。
But I came already, I must say something to him。
于是我就同佢讲：你知唔知耶稣啊
？Then I say, do you know who Jesus is？
然后佢面就咁样。
Then he just give me the motion on the face。
咁叫做识抑或唔识咧
？So is that yes or no？
于是我话讲得唔清楚，于是我就踎低同佢讲。
So I thought I wasn't clear, so I crouched down and talk to him that way.
仲系唔清楚。
Then still not clear.
于是我同佢一样瞓喺个地下度讲。
So I lie down with him next to him.
我哋两个人啊，一个男仔嚟噶吓。
He's a boy.
我哋瞓喺个黑暗嘅地下度。
We lie down on the ground in the dark.
讲紧天上光明嘅神。
Speaking about heavens, who is a light?
讲完之后，我话你要唔要接受耶稣
？Afterward, I asked him, "Do you want to receive?"
佢块面依然系个
，His face was doing the same motion.
咁我结果都唔知佢信咗未。
And then at the end, I don't know he really believed.
跟住嗰几个礼拜，偶然间我都去探下佢。
A few weeks later, and once in a while, I will see him.
但冇几耐，我就见唔到佢啦。
And later on, I do not see him anymore.
冇几耐，我就移咗埋嚟美国啦。
And later on, I migrate to this country.
冇几耐，我翻到香港，连个临时房屋区都唔见晒啦。
And few years later, I went back to Hong Kong, and the affordable housing was no longer there.
但我一路好挂念呢个青年人。
But I'm always mindful of him.
啊，佢个名我仲记得，叫张建平吓。啊、
I still remember it's Mr. Cheng.
我一路祷告主，你话主啊，求你指示我，究竟呢个灵魂佢得救未咧
？I always pray, Lord. I always wonder, is this soul saved or not?
有一次我翻香港
，One time I came back to Hong Kong.
有一个机构啊，叫做回声谷 Echo Valley 吓，就请我去传福音。
There's this organization called Echo Valley asked me to preach gospel there.
呢、这个回声谷嗰个福音机构呢佢哋专门对嗰啲伤残人士传福音㗎。
And this gospel organization, their mission is to help those who are disabled.
所以港台前面系一个广场嚟㗎好大地方㗎。
On the podium in front, there's a big plaza.
听到嘅人呢全部都坐喺轮椅上面嘅。
And those who come forth to listen to preach is all on wheelchairs.
所以哇即系好大規模啊
！So you can imagine is just a lot of people.
当最后我呼召，我话边个愿意信耶稣嘅咧
？At the end, when I call, who want to believe in Jesus?
我睇见最后边有个人搏命喺度入到。
At the end, I see very far. He was waving his hand.
后来我行埋去睇佢。
Then I went and look at this person.
原来就系呢个年轻人。
And he was the same teenager.
啊，佢话俾我听。佢发生即系呢十几廿年发生咗咩事
？He tells me what happened throughout these decades.
第一，我证明佢系一个真信主嘅人。
One, I can confirm that he believes.
因为我同佢讲到主嘅时候，佢非常之兴奋。
Because I speak of the Lord, he was so excited.
虽然佢脑麻痹，个面啊依然系抽搐，唔系好受控制。
Although he had the problem in his brain and controlling his face.
但一讲到属灵嘅事，讲到主嘅时候，佢里面好有响应。
When I speak about the Lord and spiritual things, he echo within.
所以唔好凭人嘅表面嚟判断一个人如何。
So do not judge someone by their outward behavior.
亦都唔好凭一个人佢有冇拒绝耶稣，我哋决定佢得能唔能够得救。
Also do not judge someone by whether they have rejected the Lord before.
主有主嘅时间。
The Lord has his own timing.
我将福音嘅种子传咗俾佢。
I just sowed the seed of the gospel to this person.
然后有一日有啲回声谷嘅机构咧，就帮助佢哋上咗楼啦。
One day the Valley Echo this organization helped them to go on the way.
上咗楼嘅意思即系离开咗临时房屋区，上咗啲公共公屋啊，就住啦。
So to help them to leave affordable housing to come to a real like apartment，
即系佢 apartment 嗰度佢同啲同样有伤残嘅人咧系住埋一齐啦。
And they will dwell together with other disabled people，
并且慢慢咧佢成为咗回声谷呢个机构嘅同工。
And eventually, he became a co-worker of this organization.
啊，佢亦都走去传福音。
And he also went preach gospel.
啊，我唔知佢点传啊。
I don't know how he did it.
可能用手势，佢哋嗰群人可能佢有一个特定嘅符号嘅吓。
Maybe hand gesture, they have a way to do it.
哇！忽然间我发觉啊，主啊，我对灵魂嘅负担更加热切。
Then I realized I am really fervent about the saving souls.
啊，从此啊，我每一次啊，我传福音嘅时候。我觉得我里面啊有一团火。
So every time from then on I preach gospel, I felt there's a fire burning within me.
几十年啦，嗰团火冇灭到，并且越嚟越旺。
Throughout these decades, the fire has only grown.
所以琴日正话有一个姐妹话：，哎呀，唔知点解你讲道嘅时候，成个钟头你把声都咁大嘅。
Earlier the sister mentioned the whole hour you're speaking, your voice was so loud.
而且越到后面嘅时候。好似你越有气咁啊，奇怪。
Near the end, you become stronger and stronger.
我话其实我去到后面啊，我嘅喉咙都沙噶啦。
I told him, I told her at the end, I have a scratchy throat.
但系感谢主，嗰团火喺度。
But the fire is still there.
圣灵系带住权能喺度。
power with the Holy Spirit.
所以我越到后面我负担就越强。
So toward the end, my burden was heavy.
因为那段时间就是人要信主挣扎紧的时间。
That's when people are struggling, deciding when to receive the Lord.
我就同那些挣扎中的人一同来争战，同魔鬼争战。
So I'm warfaring with those people who are struggling, try to win them.
所以我在这不断这几十年全福音的经历啊。
So through these few decades of preaching the gospel,
就保持了我对神的一个信仰的态度。
It maintained this faith with God.
我不敢随便。
I dare not to be loose.
信望爱不是一个口号。
Faith, love, and hope is not a slogan.
是我们的生活。
It is a living.
但是如果我们没有平安福音成为我们行动的鞋的话，
But we do not show the gospel of peace as our shoes.
我们好像一个行动中的战士啊。
We are like this a war, a soldier in warfare.
我们就会放纵，我们就会去随便啊，对生活上啊。
If we don't have that, we will be loose in our living.
所以几十年我真实在感谢主。
So through still decades, I thank the Lord.
一讲到主的爱，我的火就起了。
When I speak about the love of the Lord, this fire will flame up.
我的声音就来了。
My voice I'll speak up.
我身体就健康。
And I become healthy.
全福音成为了我们身体健康的灵药。
Preaching a gospel is a remedy how I become healthy.
所以我在这里我要鼓励弟兄姐妹。
So I want to encourage brothers and sisters.
我们知道主快来，大家都知道。
The Lord is coming, everyone knows.
我们要保持敬虔，大家都知道。
We need to maintain our godliness.
我们要警醒预备，我们大家都知道。
We need to be watchful and sober, we all know.
但生活的重压往往令我们瞓着咗觉，饮醉咗酒。
But the burdens of life always put us down, and we seems like we become drunk and not watchful, not sober.
因为实在太眼瞓。
Because we are very slumber, sleepy.
睡了嘅人是在夜间睡。
Those who sleep at night.
醉了嘅人是在夜间醉。
Those who get drunk at night.
睡了代表我哋放纵，放松咗自己。
When you slumber, meaning you're living loosely.
醉酒代表我哋挂住享乐，忘记咗主。
Being drunk, well, we are focused on lust and not the Lord.
当黑夜已深，道德败坏嘅时候。
When the night is far spent, when the morality, decline.
甚至教会嘅后知后觉嘅人都放松。
Even the church that follow us, they are living loosely.
但是感谢主，主嚟鼓励我哋。
But thank the Lord, he came to encourage us.
我哋要穿上平安福音嘅鞋。
We need to put on the shoes, to preach the peace of the gospel.
到处去传福音。
To go everywhere to preach.
其实今日传福音已经唔需要太花体力㗎啦，讲。
No, today to preach the gospel, we do not need to exert too much physically.
That... 你有你嘅社交平台啊，你嘅手机上面。
You have your own community through your phone, right?
你将神嘅话用一个手指一揿，人就已经收到。
The word of God, you just need a fingertip. They will receive it.
如果你连一只手指都唔舍得嘅话，你点向主交账
？You don't even want to use a fingertip. How can you give an account to the Lord that day?
并且嗰个人接受唔接受，亦都冇你面子嘅问题。佢接唔接受系佢嘅事，你揿出系你嘅事。
Whether the other person receive, whether you know, it's not your problem.
你一揿出去几十几百，你嘅社群有几大，你嘅福音嘅范围就有几大。
You just have to send out with your fingertip and go to the whole community, regardless of how big it is.
总有人愿意接受福音。
There will be some people that are willing to receive.
所以我要鼓励弟兄姊妹，我哋都接受呢个负担。
So I encourage brothers and sisters, receive this burden.
当然一切都从我哋对福音嘅感觉开始嘅。
But all rooted back to our burden, our heart toward the gospel.
首先我哋要想起我哋嘅家人。
First, think about our people in our home.
如果对家人我哋都冇负担传福音，我哋点对啲陌生人传
？We do not have burden within our own family. How can we burden to others?
当然你会话家人系最难传噶。
And then you say, yeah, that is the hardest part.
唔紧要，你咪揿俾佢咯。
Use your fingertip first.
佢理你唔理你系佢嘅事。
Whether he or she respond to you is their problem.
你揿唔揿系你嘅事。
Whether you use your fingertip to send it is your choice.
你个面有面子啊
？Well, you have to say face, right?
你个手指冇面子噶。
But your fingertip doesn't need face.
求主嚟帮助我哋。
Ask the Lord to help.
作工嘅时间已经不多。
The time to work is very limited.
听话，我哋唱嗰首诗歌，日头一嚟。主一嚟，有一切机会都过去。
When the day comes, the no more opportunity.
让我哋成为一个 有负担周围为主传福音。
Let us stand up with that burden, to preach for the Lord.
并且因此维持一个敬虔嘅生活。
And consequently, we will maintain a godly living, godly life.
咁就叫做戴上光明嘅兵器。
This is about carrying the armor of light.
求主帮助我哋。
May the Lord help us.
我哋有啲祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱主，我哋感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
喺呢个时代嘅末了。
In this end of time.
新时代嘅开始。
Verge of the beginning of a new age.
我哋要交账，呢个时间系最重要。
We need to give an account, and this is a critical time.
短短嘅几年之间，好可能就决定我哋今后永永远远嘅荣耀。
In this short few years, it will dictate how we live our eternal future.
如果要投资，我哋用最少嘅投资系达到最大嘅收回报。
We give a little, a very small investment, we'll have a great gain later.
愿我哋都回应主嘅呼召。
May we all answer your call.
成为一个传福音者。
Become a person to preach a good news.
咁样嘅祷告奉靠耶稣基督嘅圣名。
I pray like this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
唔好意思，我仲想利用少少时间。
I want to spend just a few more minutes.
我唔知呢两日已经决志咗就唔需要啦。想决志去听过未决志。或者你也许呢两日都冇去过而家想决志嘅人请你准备。
Yeah, I wanted to prepare this group. Maybe the last couple nights when we preached the gospel, you weren't there, but maybe, you're here, you haven't believed, but you want to believe. I want you to be prepared now.
有冇而家想喺众人面前决志接受主㗎？
Are there anyone that willing, want to believe in the Lord? Lord now,
我知道大多数都系基督徒啊，我都希望抓住最后机会。如果有嘅，请你举一举手，我为你祷告。
I know most the Christian, but if you're one of them, I ask you raise your hand.
有冇
anyone?
一
one
二
two
三
three
三
three
二
two
一
one
有冇
anyone?
感谢主啦吓
，Thank the Lord。
如果冇感谢主，全部都系信主嘅。
Okay, we believe all believers。
我哋盼望，我哋都回应主嘅呼召。
We all answer His calling。
呢个系我哋话感谢主，感谢主一个最好嘅表白表明。
This is the best way we give thanks to the Lord。
如果唔系满口感谢主，都冇乜太大用。
All will just be a words of giving thanks。
愿主祝福我哋在座每一位。
May the Lord bless each of us here。
Amen。